This is his submitted drawing. As you can see, and I have a question about this myself, but we'll get to that, where he's planning on placing it, where he's showing the electrical pole, water and sewer, driveway entrance. So I went out and took a few photos of the land. This would be the south side of the property. As you're looking down, I think there's some kind of well or something here, or water connection. This is my question to you, Matthew. Mm-hmm. When I went out there and looked at your survey pins, it looks like, unlike your drawing, you're actually right on the line. This is actually in the right-of-way, which is where it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't normally put power poles on private property. So I'm going to go back to that. So it shows it here. I kind of think the line's all the way back here. So we might need to make an adjustment to that. I'll let you guys look, think about it.
I went down and looked at it. Is there a guy wire right in the footer?
It's close, but it's not. They're going to look at moving it. We've talked to the electric company, and they said that there's an option to move it a little bit, get away from it, but it's not as close as it looks. Just because we have so much overdig on the house, it's the stuff already there. You're saying that I need to move the, or just redraw that for the electric overhead, or is that?
Well, so my concern is you think you need 10 feet, but I think you need more like 12. I mean,
I need 20. Yeah, I just need 25.
Well, no, I think you need about 27 because I think your property line's on this side of it, so you need to grab that extra room and move back a little further.
Did you have a chance to run a string or anything from your pins to kind of verify where you think that might
fall? Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah. Property line's probably that on the pole.
Yeah, yeah, it's right. It's not up here.
Yeah.
It's back here.
Yes.
Well, and it really depends on that angle, though. It's hard to tell because you can't see the other pin.
No.
The main reason that I'm wanting to have it pushed up closer to the road is just because where we already have the footer dug in the back, you're already falling off you start getting really close to the back of the cliff, and then having the deck on there, you know, it's only going to come out about, I think, 8 or 10 feet, you know. You really start pushing, getting close to the edge there.
Which is understandable to your hardship. I think what he's just trying to clarify is that based on what he's visually seeing, he thinks that you may be needing to ask for a few more extra feet than what you are asking for, because it looks like, based on your drawing versus that photo, that power line's not in the same spot that your drawing shows it. So he's saying that maybe did you verify when you looked at your survey pins, did you have any kind of way to measure from that to your footers to see if it actually is the amount of feet that you're asking for?
Correct. Yeah, okay, that's so how I laid the
okay,
house
so you
out.
Know that's
it
the big
laid
thing.
Out 25 feet.
Because in your drawing, it shows your power line pole inside of your.
Yeah, that's just a kind of a mistake on our part.
Okay,
drawing.
Okay, that's what he's clarifying.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, that's just what we submit for the permit, and you know, I know it's not always necessarily 100% accurate, but for where the electric is and all that stuff, it's
okay.
Pretty close.
Did that clarify what you're saying, Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just want to get to the build portion of the project, and then like, oh, I need a few more feet, and we're,
right.
You know.
Yeah, no, I should be good.
So let's officially turn this over so you can say your name, and let's hear this through if you want to.
Yeah, my name is Matthew Creedon, and yeah, all I'm just trying to do is get the house pushed up to 25 foot instead of 35 foot off the property line. Just main reason is to try to keep it off the. The drop off back there, as far up as I can, and you know, looking at where it's all laid out and a couple houses down, not the next lot, but the lot next to that, it's pretty close to in line with what they've kind of got there, anyways. I mean, I'd say maybe give or take a little bit, it kind of looks like that one. I don't know if it had a previous one or if it just wasn't there, but it's pretty close to in line with that, anyways.
You're saying with this house right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I see a guardrail On Y Highway?
That's for the scenic view.
The scenic view.
Yeah, right there. I think that's what that picture was.
Did that picture not also indicate that the property line was at the guardrail?
Yes. So let me show you another shot.
The middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah, this property line goes right to the guardrail.
I do know that this highway is a MoDOT controlled highway. Where are you at on an entrance for MoDOT with the situation? Have you dealt with that yet?
We're actually meeting with them tomorrow. We've had they denied our first permit or entrance permit.
Do you know for what reason?
They are saying traffic, but the traffic regulations have changed since all the other driveways that are already put in, which is kind of our, you know, we're trying to argue, hey, there's already driveways right here that are way worse, you know, visibility and stuff. Our biggest argument right now is either lower speed limit, which they kind of like, or whatever, because it's already 35 everywhere else in the Forsyth section of it, and then, but it's 45 when you're passing part of the scenic view and this property and further on. And then the only other thing that they said they might do is a driveway entrance from the scenic view. I'm not sure that's feasible for us, but I'm not sure that they would like that. They kind of mentioned it, and we just kind of, I don't know, going to see. We should have a better answer tomorrow, for sure.
So you already dug the foot and everything, as we know.
At 25 foot, yeah. Not fully understand. Yeah, we didn't know that it was 35 off the deal. And I mean, if you look at it now, I mean, you push that house any further back, I mean, I could get a couple.
I don't think it's a good lot to build on, actually, myself.
I mean, it's definitely a difficult lot. I feel like I've probably built on worse, but you know.
And then, Cody, sometimes, okay, yeah, right there. Can you do your measurement tool?
Yeah.
Cody, can you do, like, that house there that's, yep, there you go. I'm just curious where that falls, just from that to the edge of the road, just out of curiosity. I mean, that's the line there, but that we don't know that that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, I think I'm like you. Just let us know where it is from the road. We don't care where it is from the right-of-way.
It does make a big difference, yeah. So that's at 32 feet, it looks like, from here.
From the right-of-way.
Yep, now go all the way to the pavement, if you don't mind. That's what I want to see. Is that about 50 feet, 60?
Almost 60, 57.
Okay,
that says a lot, actually. Yeah. And then, I mean...
And then where is it on this side?
The problem is we don't have any verification that really falls in the same location of the future build to the street, but if Matthew's saying that the footers are in the same distance as the other house, then we're looking at about 57 to 60 feet.
And that's not me pulling the tape. It just looks like
it. Didn't you have a picture of the footer?
Do you? do you? I don't know if I have it in my presentation.
Or 60 feet from the footer to the street.
You think it's closer?
Yeah. I have a picture of it. I didn't put it in the presentation.
Oh.
I apologize. It's all been dug out.
Can you see on the beacon map where, I know sometimes you can see where the telephone pole is just to kind of gauge where the property line is.
Yes.
Okay. You get what I'm saying?
So... Can you? Yeah. Okay. Let's do a little preliminary there. Zoom in just a little bit, Cody. See if you can find that power pole.
So it's pretty close to, if you can see the power lines.
And it's going to be probably on that corner. And then if you can, how many feet from the power pole were you measured from your footer? Do you remember? Or from your property line?
Well, from your property line, it would have been 25 feet.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So there we go. So go. Go back to the GIS, Cody, if you don't mind, just for a minute.
Go back to the what?
GIS mapping. I want to measure from the power pole to the street.
Right here.
Yep. What's that from the power pole to the street? What do you got?
Yeah. And it's really close right here.
27 feet.
So if that's the case, and if Matthew's got his footer at 25 feet from the property line, because that power pole is right above the power property line. That's it. That's it. 52 feet.
Yeah.
Not 60. Okay.
And you said the power company thinks they can move the guy wire?
Yeah, they weren't, like, they didn't give me a definite yes, but we kind of paused all talks because of the variance and the entrance permit and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. You guys have any more questions for him? No. All right. Anything else for us?
Nope.
Thanks, Matthew. All right. Is there anybody else like to speak on behalf of this project? Is there anybody like to speak in opposition to this project? Matthew, do you have any other comments you want to make on it before we close this for discussion?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, we'll close this for board discussion.
Well, I've got a couple of problems. One is the power pole guy wire maybe going to move, maybe not, and it's right in the footer. I mean, the footer may be a little overdug. And then the maybe on the highway department okaying the entrance that it hasn't now. I don't see how we could okay this until those things are done.
Yeah.
It's going to be too close to the entrance to the...
Right.
Scenic look off yeah. them to approve it.
I think so.
Is it possible that there was an approval on that contingent on those two things? Would that satisfy you to feel like that?
I don't think it's a good place for an entrance. Even if they had to go to Jeff City to get the okay.
I think it's
so the local people denied it already, right?
The local?
MoDOT.
I mean, yes and no. They just did it based off of their traffic reports and the all the numbers that they come up with.
Yeah. That's what they've got to go by, though.
Correct, yes. And since those have changed and over the years and stuff because of the other driveways that are right next to it or across the street or whatever, they've denied it at those numbers. They're not necessarily saying that it's not possible. It's just that's why we went further and essentially talked to the local guy's boss. And he's pretty assured that we would be able to get it, but I won't know until tomorrow. Yeah. I guess I might also add is if, is it okay to go back a couple more feet, like 26, 27, 28, or something like that? I mean, I think that's up for discussion, I guess, maybe, but... Yeah.
In my opinion, that's not as crucial as the driveway.
Yeah.
What's the driveway, I guess, what distance are you trying to get there?
Well, you don't have an okay to even put one.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about distance-wise.
No, no.
You know, but just I think with it being a straightaway and it being at least 50 feet, that clears the safety concern possibly. But that driveway, the amount of traffic flow. So I guess it really goes back to the question of if he had walked in there today with an approval from MoDOT and MoDOT said, hey, no problem, go for it. And you saw the guy wired and Matthew said, hey, no problem, I already got that covered, here's this. Would you be okay? Would you all feel good with it? And so the question is, if that's the case, then would it be plausible to consider the fact that you would do an approval based on a contingency that you have a satisfactory approval from both of those departments? And if the answer is no on that, that's when you have to really consider whether you're willing to approve this or not.
In the same way that the board in the past has, we've had concerns about whether or not a septic system would be, would have passed. But it's not the board's place to be concerned with that. The question on our plate is 25 versus 35, and we've shown that he has 27 feet from the roadway at this point.
Yeah.
So, whatever happens past that property line is really what the question that's posed to us.
On a straight highway. So, yeah. I mean, we could ask to move it back a couple more feet, but does that?
I don't think that would change it.
I don't think that would change it. I think it really boils down. I can see the concern with the MoDOT. I can see the concern with the guy wire, but also see that we have the ability to say that if we were okay, if both of those things had been walked in there today approved, if we would have approved it because of that,
then we have the ability to